Blog Talk Radio.
Words of encouragement. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We are worshiping the Lord on this morning in mind, body, soul, and spirit. For the word of the Lord tells us in the book of Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Exodus that we ought to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, soul, mind, and being. Amen. Amen. So we are thankful and we are grateful to the Lord for this glorious, honorable opportunity to share with you words of life, words of encouragement. Amen. That no matter what you're facing or what you're going to face, God is with you. He is for you. So much so that Romans chapter 5 says that when we were yet sinners, when we were his enemies, he showed love towards us by sending his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, to die for us, to pay a debt for us that we can pay. We could have never paid. Many of you may ask the question, why did Jesus had to die for us? Well, Genesis tells us that in the beginning or whatever your finite mind can imagine, God was first. Amen. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth and the things that's in the earth. Colossians says, Colossians chapter 1, that everything that was made, that is made, exists and consists because of him. Hebrews picks up and says that the worlds were framed by the word of God. John chapter 1 tells us that the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning there was a word, and the word was with God, and the word is God. It goes on to tell us that in this is John chapter 1, not 1 John. We're speaking of John of the glorious gospel. Amen. John tells us in chapter 1 that the word was God. The word was flesh, was made flesh. Amen. And again, dwelt with us. And we give the Lord praise for dwelling with us. So the word. And then you go into 1 John chapter 5, and it says that we have three witnesses that bears record in heaven. God the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. So the Word of God is powerful. Isaiah tells us, Isaiah 55, I believe it is, that the Word of the Lord is powerful. And that as the sky is higher than the earth, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and that not one iota of his word shall fall flat to the ground. Well, what is it that you mean when you say that his word will not fall flat to the ground? He is telling us that when he speaks, he do not speak idle words. Jesus even instructed us, your words have power, therefore do not be careful with the words that you say, because the words that you say will either judge you righteously or unlike this man. The words that you speak will either be a snare unto you. Proverbs says it this way in Proverbs 18, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Moses, as he was writing on his way out, he spoke and he said, be careful what you say, because life and death lies in the tongue. Romans 10 says, the word is even near in your mouth. What does the Apostle Paul say? Whatever you speak, you will have. Jesus said in John, glorious gospel, when you pray, pray in my name. The Holy Spirit says that even in James, it says that do not pray amiss. Jesus tells us again how powerful by our words, that you will be judged by your words. Every idle word that you speak, you will be judged. Words are so powerful that even Job, when he was going through the crucible of the attack of the enemy, he refused to curse God. Even when the enemy projected himself to his wife and said, curse God and die. See, Satan already told you what would have happened to him. If he would have cursed God, he would have died. Satan never tells the truth, because there's no truth in him. He's a liar, he's a murderer, and he's a thief. That's his dossier. So his agents, his human agents, Elias, I have learned through trial and error, and many lessons learned. When the Holy Spirit began to reveal to you who or what a person is and what their assignment is in your life, I don't care how nice they are, I don't care how many scriptures they quote, I don't care how they be around you 24/7. Do you not know that there's some people that were assigned to Satan to be around you 24/7 just to see what you're doing so they can report back to him and to stop you on every chance, to steal your idea, to calm you down, to keep you from moving forward in faith? I know what I'm talking about. And it only takes one person to mess up your life, or an attempt to mess up your life. And you know, the Spirit said, remember Lydia. Her controllers were being paid from her. Lord, but one day, the Lord sent the apostles by, and she had the courage to cry out for help. And the Lord heard her prayer and delivered her and set her free. Praise be unto God. I'm here to tell you that no matter how low you get, if you can just cry out to God in sincerity, like the blind, Bartimaeus, he hollered, he screamed, oh, Jesus. You haven't been through nothing until you ready to lose all your decorum, your shame, everything to be delivered and set free, because you're tired of the attack from the enemy. When you get tired of the attack of the enemy, you will cry out unto God. And you don't care who he is. When you have been totally and completely delivered from the opinion of man, you ready to be brought forth into the public. I know what I'm talking about. I used to be ashamed to tell my testimony, because I didn't want others to think bad of me. But as I see so many have died in the last few weeks, unusual, weird way. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, maybe perhaps if I hadn't told my testimony, maybe perhaps you could have led them to the Father, forgive me. Because you see, you're going to stand before Him one day. Sooner than you think. Yeah, He's going to ask questions. And if your answer is, well, I didn't because they did this and you know, I was hurt. There is a place for the fearful. He's going to say, didn't I tell you that that I'm with you? Did I not tell you that I'll go before you? Make every good pastor. Did I not tell you that I'm with you as a mighty warrior? Did I not tell you? Did I not tell you? Did I not tell you? And you will say, yes, Lord, but you see, no. This was not on my agenda. I do in-depth study. I study to show myself to a workman that need not to be ashamed. Because I know I got to stand before Him one day. And I refuse to have. Oh, we were so rudely interrupted by Satan and his human agent. As the Lord was sharing through me, when you make up your heart and your mind that you're going to move forward in the things of God, you can expect an attack from the enemies of Satan. But I'm here to tell you, do not fear, because they don't have a heaven nor a hell to put you in. They're already in hell. They're already in the lake of fire. They're already human agents of Satan. They're already defeated. They already don't have no souls. They've already been bought by Satan. And I'm here to tell you and to expose every inch of darkness of Satan. Let's go to the throne of God. Father, we honor you on this morning. We let you and praise you. Thank you for exposing every trick and device of Satan. We are no longer even concerned with the right. And we are not fearful, nor are we afraid. Because your word said you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. And we don't have to go around sneaking and creeping around and doing dirty and running in packs and getting other folks to do dirty work for us and trying to hide our hands and get a scripture every now and then so you can use it against the woman of God or the man of God that you know that your tricks will never work against. God Himself has warned you and told you to leave Him alone, but you refuse. So He Himself will deal with you from now on. I don't acknowledge them. We are not to acknowledge them. They don't exist. They are nothing. See, they don't exist. Jesus said they don't exist. Jesus calls them bastards. Oh, yes, He did. He called them bastards. And just because they get a scripture and they put it on their card don't mean nothing. So, Father, we thank you for covering us with your blood, protecting the shield of us from every onslaught of the enemy. Thank you for exposing the enemy for the lies and the comfortable of the heart. thank you for the good news that you told us today. That you are with us and you are for us. And if you be for us, we can be against us. No matter how they plot and run around. Father, we give you praise and glory and honor. We worship you. We give you praise. Let that situation, Father, that looks hopeless, Father, you turn into our favor. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you love us with an everlasting love. We ask you to look on the sick and the shut in everywhere. We ask you to look on those, Father, who are going through all over the world for your name's sake. We ask you to please keep them safe. Send the angels to protect them. Those who are living for you and they're in hostile environments. Risking being killed or their family being killed, that's okay. Everything about it is becoming with you forever. Father, we give you praise and glory that you said that you will be for us. And if you be for us, who can be against us? We thank you, Father, for shutting down all of our enemies, closing their ears, closing their eyes, blinding them. We ask you, O God, to send forth your mighty warring angels to destroy and to throw out every enemy. Get them from around us, Father. And we expect it and we call it done because we know that there's nothing too hard for you. We give you praise and glory. Now, Father, as we go your way, we ask you to bring forth that which you want us to bring forth that will encourage and strengthen your children. You know what they stand in need of. You know what we stand in need of. Father, give us a sign today. You said signs and wonders shall follow us. Father, we need encouragement. Let us know that the prophetic promises that you have decreed and declared over us, we will soon be tangibly holding and caressing and loving. A mother, when she's pregnant with child, yes, she feels a movement, but it comes a time when she's ready to hold the baby. She wants to see the nose and kiss the nose, kiss the ears, and feel for food. She want to brush the hair. She want to count the little toes and the little fingers. She want to pray for the baby tangibly. Father, we thank you for choosing us. Handpicking us. Out of all the people in the world, you chose us. You handpicked us. For our Boaz and for our Ruth. Thank you, Lord. No blocking demon, no blocking devils. Nothing can stop us. I don't care how they try to hijack our phones, the eavesdrop so they can block. I don't care what tricks they try to use. For all of them and their trick perish with them. You told us to speak to that mountain and that mountain be removed because we speak in faith. So we speak in faith to every mountain, every stubborn giant. According to Deuteronomy chapter 9, you said in Deuteronomy that you will go before us today to destroy and to kill every wicked enemy that stands before us to hinder us and block us. Father, have your way. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, and neither be thy enemies against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green air. I have seen the enemy spread themselves like a green bay tree, but when I look for them, they were chopped down from the root. Father, we bless your holy name, we thank you, and we receive them. Father, your word said that you will release the giant warning angel of fame and swore to chase down and run down every wicked enemy that hound and harass our ears. Father, you said in your word that every enemy that arraigned themselves against us, that you will beat them down in their face yourself. So we thank you for beating down poverty. We thank you for beating down divinations and those human agents that use the wicked books of Satan to come against us like they came against the apostles and Paul. And you and David. The word says, and David knew that Saul used mischief. You look at mischief in the Hebrew, David means witchcraft. One of the reasons why you stumped Pharaoh, he believed in the witchcraft and the sorcery. So you had to show him who God was. Father, we ask you to show our enemies who is God and whose God you are. You said, this day I sell me, my children, in Goshen. So Father, we thank you that we are buying in Goshen. That's what you said in your word. You said, today I go before you as a mighty warrior and I destroy all those wicked, stubborn enemies. I give you praise and glory, and that is done and is manifested in our life. You are God all by yourself. You have proven yourself to me, and I will never doubt you again. And I know that the word that you decreed and declared and spoke over me will never fall flat to the bottom. Because you watch over your word to perform. And it shall come to pass today. Today, today, today. Every blackened demon, every blackened entity, every blackened spirit in the natural and in the spirit. It is destroyed. So you promised me in your word that no wickedness shall come near me. You said the wickedness of the wicked has come to a complete end, and I believe that I receive it and I walk in it. Why? Because you will never lie. There ain't no darkness in you. I can depend on you, and I can't depend on myself. Because I can't do no more than what you released me to do. So I trust you. I believe you. I know you're able. You can do exceedingly abundantly with all I can ask for. Think the prayers of the righteous are very much. And when you pray, don't waver. In other words, tell me what you want to speak with it. Because before you call, I'm already answering. And if I brought a thing to you, it's going to come to pass. So, Father, those who we bring into this ministry to hear His word, strengthen them, O Father. Bless them, O Father. Provide, O Father. Seal and protect, O Father. Thank you for Father, mighty one. You give your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And because we set our heart and our love upon you, you will deliver us and set us free. Thank you for Psalm 93 and 94. We will see the dead bodies of our enemies. Psalm 94, how long, O Lord? Vengeance belongs to thee, O Lord. Vengeance belongs to thee. Show yourself strong and mighty on my behalf for the wicked plot to come against the meek in the earth. How long? For if it wasn't for the Lord on my side, who will stand up for me? Who will have my back? But the Lord said, I have your back, and they will fall in their own plots. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We give you praise and glory, for you alone are God. And we worship you on this morning. There is no other God but you. We reject all other gods, for there is no God but you, Yahweh, who came in the flesh of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. and purchase my soul. Thank you. So I serve notice on every witch, wizard, warlock, Nepro, Mensa, soothsayer, voodoo worker, practitioner, and other little darkness. You are defeated. You crushed under my spear. I have authority over you. And I command you and your wicked witch back to the pit of hell, bound and chained in eternal sentence, never to reappear in my life. And I take the foot of the Holy Ghost and kick you out of every area of my life. Thank you, Father. You said you're with me as a mighty warrior. And that you will help me with your righteous right hand. And all those that are incensed, and all those that are incensed against you, come against you to fight against you, they shall be ashamed and confounded. And we bless your name on this morning. Let me read that this morning. Those of you who have your Bibles, turn with me if you will. Isaiah 41. This is a chapter in the scriptures beginning at verse 9 that has kept me in my right mind. Yeah. See, when you're going through the fire, you got to have you some scriptures that will keep you in your right mind. And I tell you again, when you're going through, you got to have the word down in you. And that is why those of us who are in America, we need to be eating the word that is faith. Because it's family approaching. But they're not going to want us to have the word. That's why the scripture tells us to have the word in you richly. But thanks be unto God. We still in a country that thus far they rule that you can worship the Lord freely. But my sisters and brothers, we are in the last days. And you must be prepared. You must be ready. You cannot afford to be like the five food virgins. You must keep oil in your lamps at all times. And when God has confessed and pronounced the prophetic word over your life, this is not the time to doubt him. He will never lie to you. He will not hurt you. That's why it's from the enemy. Because Satan wants you. See, Satan already knows he's condemned. Remember Hebrews chapter 1. I mean, Romans chapter 8 verse 1 says that there is therefore now no more condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's why Hebrews picked up and said in Hebrews 12 that those who reject chastisement, they are not his, they are masters. See what happened, the difference in Adam and Satan. Adam was chastised, he was punished. Satan was condemned when he was kicked to earth. That's why darkness was on the earth. Because Satan was dark. And the fallen angels that were with him. Glory to God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man comes unto the Father. That's why the Lord said Hebrews 1. In Hebrews chapter 1, the first verse says, God in sundry times. What is he saying? He's saying, time has passed in many ways. He has reached out to mankind in love to draw them back. That's why I love the book of Hebrews. He doesn't give the writer, but the Lord gives me the permission to say that it was Paul. He couldn't say it because he was under protection. But in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 9, it reads, "Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, Thou art my servant, I have chosen thee and not cast thee away." Now he was speaking of Israel. He was speaking of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. His name was changed to Israel because he had an encounter with the Lord. He wrestled with the Lord, and he said, "I'm not leaving till you bless me." And the Lord hit him in his leg and said, "From henceforth your name will be Israel." But throughout the entire scripture of the word, his name is interchanged from Jacob to Israel. He said, "I like us. One day we're saved, one minute we're saved through the Holy Ghost. Next second, we're doing the very thing that we don't want to do." That's why Romans chapter 7 is so beautiful to me. Paul said, "The very thing that I didn't want to do, I end up doing it." So there's a war in my members. How can I be saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, loving the Lord? But yet, I find myself doing the very thing that I didn't want to do. Oh, wretched man that I am. Is there anybody that can help me? Then he come to faith. But I believe this one thing. Jesus is for me. And then that's why he concludes in Romans 8, verse 1. "There is therefore now no condemnation." Why? Because through it all, I'm going to hurry up and confess my sins according to 1 John. "If you be willing and obedient and confess your sins, he is able to forgive you, and he is willing to forgive you." And he's speaking to those of us who are saved and Christ is loved because of you. Oh, yes, yeah. I know, she said. But John says it this way. John says, "If you say you don't sin, you're a liar. If you say there's no sin in you, you're a liar." And he's speaking to those who have already given their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ, who's living for him, who's confessed their sins. According to Romans 10, yes, you did that. Yes, yes, yes. But long as you wrap in this flesh, you are subject to make mistakes. We go from glory to glory, faith to faith. I mean, we're growing daily. Daily, we're dying. We're dying to self. We're dying to some part of us. So the question is not if I have shortcomings. No, you do have shortcomings. And when the Lord, the Holy Spirit, reveals those shortcomings to you, what do you do? Do you be arrogant? Puffed up? That's why the Lord loved David. When the prophet was asleep, and the prophet began to give him a parable. And then when the prophet said, "You are at war," David, "Oh, woe is me." He didn't say, He said, "Woe is me." He humbled himself under the mighty hand of God. He confessed his sins. Psalm 51. He was godless. The Lord loved him, received him. That's why he wrote and said, "Blessed is the man whose sins and iniquity is not imputed to him." Why? Because he knew the hand of God and the favor of God and the justice of God that should have been released on his life did not. Why? Because he humbled him. The fall, on the other hand, he puffed up. He lied. And then Samuel was just bleeding out here in my ear. And then you hear the Lord ask, "Why are you still crying?" that which I rejected. So then that's when you find Saul running around till he was cut off there. Trying to get that place back that he had in God. My God, that was on. As long as I know I have Jesus and he's talking to me, that's all right. I don't care what I'm going through because I know it's going to stop. Because Jesus is with me. As long as I know that he's talking with me, walking with me, holding me, keeping me in my right mind, shutting down the plot, making sure I eat, making sure I have a place to stay, making sure I have clothes, making sure, beating back the enemy, talking to me, keeping me. Oh, glory, glory, glory. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Where would I be without him? Let's praise him this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Where would we be without him? He's been so good. I know you in the fire. I know you in the storm. I know you've been in this situation, seemed like so long, seemed like it didn't happen. But you stay right there, and you keep on praying, and you keep on trusting, and you keep on holding on to Scripture, and you keep on calling out to Scripture, because sooner than later, God is on your side. He is for you. All the plots that the enemy has plotted against you didn't work. How you say that, preacher? Because you're alive today. Your enemies ain't playing with you. They want you dead. But you're still here. They want you crazy. They want to admit you into the hospital. They plotting. I mean, craftily plotting against you. They hate you. They don't want you alive. They want you dead. And they work hard at it, too. God be for you. Who can be against you? You are more than a conqueror. I understand that scripture now. If you knew what your enemies were plotting against you and the extent that they would go through to make sure that it happened, you will see why you're more than a conqueror. You have overcome much. And you're still here. Still smiling. Still serving the Lord. Still that same sweet, kind person. How they lied on you. They talked about you. Lied on your character. Lied on your name. Made up stuff on you. Talked about you. Rejected you. Walked over you. Kick you to the curb. Said you never would be nothing. But you're still here. And they ain't your right mind. They want you dead. They want you crazy. They even plotted enough. Put stuff all in your food. Put stuff all everywhere. But because the shepherd is with you, you walk right on through it. And every now and then, the master will tap you on the shoulder and say, so and so, so and so. And you just keep on walking, talking with the master. The shepherd, walking with the master. Where he need me, I'll go. Where he need me, I'll follow. Because I know as long as he's with me, he got me. He's fighting for me. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Do you hear me what I say? I said no weapon formed against. If you don't get no other scripture but that, see, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, have everlasting life. And then the next scripture, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me he shall condemn. And every wicked confederate that come against me, he has this you got enough to make it. Hey, the boy, son, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have set down the plot of the trap and the snare. We thank you that you have set us completely free and that you have used the enemy to be stepping stones for the next elevation and promotion that you have decreed over our lives. We may not even be qualified for it. But when you decree a thing, it shall come to pass and it shall happen sooner than later. Don't care who's been put there to try to keep you from getting it. You're going to get it.